People, family, welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown. Next to Cal LaRue, my name is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man. Will we get things started on the second half here with another OGD project? Now, this one comes from a guitarist who's fresh off of tour, opening up for Steely Dan of all people, guitarist Dave Stryker. Now, for this studio recording, he once again spends time with organist Jared Gole and drummer McClinty Hunter. They present 8 original compositions, which include the title track of the project, which is dedicated to Stryker's former boss, Jack McDuff. And then they also revive a standard in the tune I Should Care. The music here was birthed out of an opportunity to stream a performance. You see, after having not performed together in 8 months, that opportunity put Dave in the perfect headspace to compose. Well, he takes things up another notch and decided that they would go into the studio, record live with just 1 take per song. No overdubbing. How crazy is that, right? Let's go ahead and get into this. The album is called Prime, from guitarist Dave Stryker. It debuts in the number 5 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
greats, man. Every album just takes it up another notch. This one is on his own recording label, which is called Strike Zone Records. Guitarist Dave Stryker with Prime debuting at number 5 here on our survey.
All right, Bass, thank you so much. Well, guitarist, composer, producer Nils has had a pretty cozy relationship with the Billboard Jazz charts, for good reason. His previous project, Caught in the Groove, featured four tracks released as singles, all going to number one on the charts. The album itself remained at number one on the smoothjazz.com chart after its release for a record-breaking 54 weeks. All this activity ultimately making Nils Billboard's number one smooth jazz airplay artist of the year for 2021. And now Nils is back with a new collection of cool tunes, surprisingly joyful, bluesy, infectious, and funky in terms of its expression when you consider what he was dealing with on a personal level while trying to get this project done. This one's dedicated to the memory of his late father, Kurt Gipner. The latest here from Nils is called Cool Shades. You'll find it on Baja TSR and in the number 4 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll keeping it joyous and upbeat. It's Nils, his latest effort for Baja TSR. It's called Cool Shades, and it slips just a bit to take the number 4 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Yes, well, family, we do invite you to catch us on demand throughout the week, wherever you enjoy podcasts. We're pretty much everywhere, from Stitcher Radio to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and more. And you can stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, in the 3 spot this week is 23-year-old Boogie Down Bronx native vocalist and Verve recording artist Samara Joy. What a breath of fresh air she has been to music overall, as she swings in the style of the vocalese. With her recent Grammy win, she opened the eyes of many young folk out there, showcasing that jazz is still a viable genre of music to perform. Samara's debut album is called Linger a While for Verve Records, and it was recorded at the Searsound Studios in New York with an exceptional grouping of musicians, with Pasquale Grasso on guitar, Ben Patterson on piano, David Wong on double bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. They move through a few classics, from that of Monk, Fats Navarro, and even George Gershwin. One of the highest selling albums on Billboard over the past month, here is songbird Samara Joy with Linger a While. She holds steady in the number 3 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
I'm in a mess, I guess. I'm in an awful stew. My baby's gone and left me. So what can I do? I'm in a mess, I guess. I'm in an awful way. He packed his bag and left me just the other day. We were all so happy. Cooey as two birds. Then he said, I'm leaving. I couldn't believe what I had heard. So I'm in a mess, I guess. And I'm in an awful spot. If I don't find another, I'm gonna blow my top.
She can sing, she can sing. Yeah, you got to put a long A on that bad boy. Samara Joy, Linger a While, it's on Verve Records, holding on to the number 3 position this week here on our survey.
Thank you, brother man. Well, guitarist, composer, bandleader, and educator Adam Hawley has been what they call a guitarist to the stars, appearing with a literal who's who of artists in a wide variety of musical genres. he's been equally, if not more, impressive as a leader. Well, in a recent interview, Hawley was asked what advice he would give to up-and-coming musicians, especially those playing jazz. In addition to placing oneself in the company of like-minded people moving toward a positive goal, he also said, yeah, play the politics game.
A lot of people always, it's kind of a negative thing they bring up, like, oh, it's all political, it's all who you know. And my response is, yes, that's exactly what it is. So you have to build your network and really, even if you're not a people person, force yourself to be a people person and get out there, you know, rub elbows, whether it's in person or virtually via, you know, social media or email or what have you. Because it really is your network is what's going to set you up for success going forward.
Adam Hawley is joined by some serious A-list talent on his fourth release as a leader, including Steve Cole, Vincent Ingala, Julian Vaughn, and others. You'll find this one on his own label, MBF Entertainment. It's guitarist Adam Hawley with his latest, Rising Up. And it's in the number two spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Guitarist and composer Adam Hawley right there. His latest for MBF Entertainment's called Rising Up, and it moves up to take the number two spot on this week's survey. Well, Brother Bass, as we come down the home stretch, looks like we've got a new number one to celebrate this week.
Yes, well, saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin. Man, oh man, what an amazing story she has. That leads me to the thought of what is for you is for you. No one or nothing can keep you from attaining it. You see, back in 2020, Lakeisha released a lauded album exploring the music of the Coltranes. That next year, she was driving home from a performance in Cleveland when her car slid off the highway, flipped, and caused her to break three ribs, leaving her with a concussion and a broken jaw. Do you realize how much jaw you have to use in blowing a saxophone? Lord have mercy. Well, Lakeisha credits her toughness, being from Washington Heights, New York, for getting her through. This new album comes with the production expertise and guidance of drummer Terry Lynn Carrington, whom Lakeisha met back in 2010 on tour. Yeah, it's a celebration of the greatness of women here in Women's History Month. It is saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin with Phoenix taking over as our brand new number one entry here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Turn the page and start a with your mind and soul focused on love. Turn
Yeah, I think it's time for us all to dig a little deeper into her discography and playing. I'll post up some video on our social media handles, man. Lakeisha Benjamin, blowing the heck out of that saxophone. Phoenix is the name of the album. It's on the Whirlwind label, and it is our brand new number one entry this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, man, we have counted them down from 10 to 1 and had a whole lot of fun doing it. That is going to put a wrap on the countdown for this week. Do catch us on demand and spread the word. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. And you can stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And you can stay connected with the Countdown on social media for links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more. Be sure to follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of 10 Share Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and produced by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, enjoy your weekend. This is Marcella Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.